here we are back on this Tuesday, June the 18th, 2019, 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with Terry Tackett. Now, last hour, we were joined by the Wheeze, whose show is on every Saturday morning, 7:10 to 10 a.m. right here on WWGH Radio. And he joins us every Friday, joins me from 11:10 to 12 noon. And then joins the Exchange Club with Brandy Downs and Charlie Evers and myself. And we have a good time on Friday. Even though he's clearly misinformed on what we were talking about last hour.
Yeah. He has his information misconstrued there or whatever,
I don't want to harp on this hour, but if there's anybody who has any more that they want to add to that conversation between boys to men versus gin blossoms versus anybody else, give us a call, 740-383-9944. But I just want to let you know, I learned something during the break. I'm not going to point it out because I don't want to be rude, but there's a little difference in the operations between...
Yeah, I see what you're saying,
Little difference in the operation between how gin blossoms and boys to men operate.
Well, that I'll give you. You're right. You are right about that. That's true.
Oh, my God. Never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. But let's jump into this trivia.
Yeah, it only took us an hour to get here, but we'll get here by hook or by crook.
Yeah.
Now, we still have this question that nobody has gotten yet. You know what I'm talking about. You know.
Is it the Taco Bell? Taco Bell one?
Yeah. Taco Bell tried on two different occasions to open up restaurants in Mexico, but they did not use the name Taco Bell.
Okay.
What name did they use? Does anybody know the name? 740-383-9944. What item, ingredient, is in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be in there? Mm. What ingredient is in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be in there? Mm. Can anybody tell me the first group that ever ate fast food? Mm. We still don't have that one. George Harrison, legendary Beatle, joined what group on stage to perform after he left the Beatles? This was his first return back to the stage, and he joined a legendary group on stage. Does anybody know who that group was? We also have this one. What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? Now that's J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. Does anybody know what those three items are? Juk, Kuk, and Tuk. And I'll give you a new question since it's been a while. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Oh. What legendary world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? 740-383-9944. And then I think we still do have... Where are those donut questions? Okay, we still have a couple of the donut questions left. I think only two left. Yeah, only two. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? That's all you need to know. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Tell me who it is, and I'll give you the chapter and verse. Hmm. What is the size of the donut hole supposed to represent? Oh. The size of the hole in the center of the donut is supposed to represent something. Mm-hmm. What is that? It has to do with society. 740-383-9944. I believe we've got tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to Jack Hanna's The Wilds. I think that's what we have right now. I think we did give away the McDonald's thing last week. So I think, we have The Wilds and we have Zumbezi Bay. Pairs of tickets. And maybe one day the weather will clear up and people will want to go to Zumbezi Bay again, but The Wilds is there also. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. We certainly would love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the ice cream, is the ingredient cornstarch?
Not cornstarch, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, see, it's... 740-383-9944. I swear, somebody has messed with these phones again. I do not know who does that. Oh, my God.
They got it turned up again.
They got it all messed up again.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not cornstarch. The question we're looking for, though, is what ingredient is in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be there? That's the question. Zumbezi Bay tickets? Wilds tickets? Yeah. Or if you just want to answer the question right, 740-383-9944. Let them know about the big thing happening next week.
Legendary star of the hit TV series Hee Haw, Lulu Roman, is coming to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM in Marion on Friday, June 28th, 2019, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the debut of the TV series Hee Haw, which debuted in 1969 on CBS. Lulu was on the first episode and the last episode. She will be live in studio at WWGH on Friday, June 28th from 10:10 to 11 a.m. She'll be doing an interview with Scott on her life and times. 11:10 to 12, she will guest with Scott and Weasel Boy on a show on Friday. From 12:10 to 1, she'll be a special guest on The Exchange Club with Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and Weasel Boy. Then from 1:10 to 3 p.m. that day, she'll be live with Charlie Evers on the radio. Then from 3:10 to 4 p.m., she'll be doing a radio variety show.
WWGH Country Jamboree 2019.
Then that evening from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., she'll be doing her book signing, This is My Story, This is My Song, at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue in Marion. For that event, if you come in and buy your dinner at Perkins that night and you buy a book, you'll get 10% off your meal.
Absolutely.
So we'd like to thank Perkins and the Quality Inn, which is located at 227 James Way, for supporting this event. So
it's going to be a big event. Now, see, I'm going to have to calibrate the phone here because I don't know what in the world's going on.
Maybe that's why you're not getting any calls. I don't know.
Okay, now see, that's pretty good.
Okay. And also, too, I forgot. Whoa. I have a dial tone.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, just one more thing. I skipped over, and I apologize. I just seen it. Lulu will also be appearing on The Weasel Show on Saturday, June 29th from 10:10 a.m. to 11.
So. Perfect. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget, the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., and then Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m., all right here on WWGH Radio, your favorite talk station here in Marion, can be heard live on the internet, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH.
Yep.
So, what did you make of the girl who got up at her... she was the valedictorian of the school, and she got up and she made some remarks about the teacher, a teacher who was drunk, and I wish I had the context of this.
You know,
audio. I should have pulled that up.
I didn't see it. I don't remember.
Yeah, she took kind of a shot at a teacher who she said was drunk. And
who was at this event that was drunk, or?
No. Had been drunk, apparently, in class.
Oh, okay.
And so she kind of fired a shot at him during her valedictorian speech.
Well, what relevance does that have to her speech?
Well, because I think she was just pointing out that there were a lot of mishaps in that particular school.
Okay, but...
I think that's right.
But is the time and place to say it at your valedictorian speech? I mean, isn't that more about your accomplishments rather than...
But when else do you get a chance to get up in front of...
Well, I mean, wouldn't you go to, like, the school board or something? And, I mean, wouldn't that be more of a problem that they would handle? Or, I mean, I would think.
I'm sure they know about it now.
Right. I just don't know if that was the appropriate time to...
Well, she got a lot of applause.
Okay, well, and that's great. I just don't know if the timing of that was maybe, I don't know.
You know, I maybe we can find the audio of this real quick.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Because it was an interesting bit of business.
Sure.
I'll say that. So you would have a problem with that is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, because I always thought that, you know, of course, the graduation that I graduated, I thought that the valedictorian talked about their accomplishments. I mean, I don't care if Joe Smith is drunk over there. I mean, it's what, why did, how did I get here? That's what, you know, to become valedictorian. That's what you would think that the speech would be about. Not, you know, it's not a time to air off the dirty laundry, I don't think, of the school. I think you request a meeting with the school board president maybe or something and kind of let them know what's going on. And
well, see, I thought it was okay.
But I mean, it's just me. I don't know. Maybe that's just the way I look at things. I just think that maybe, you know, that's not the appropriate time to.
Well, it may not have been, but I think that.
I mean, her message definitely.
Or it was him. It was a guy, I believe.
Excuse me. Okay. Well, I'm just. I mean, if the teacher was drunk, obviously that's a problem. But I just don't think that it's a problem that you should have shared with. That, you know. But number two, why did it also get to that point? You see what I'm saying? I mean, that she had to take a shot at him at her, you know. Why didn't somebody, if they knew he was the teacher was drunk, why didn't they say something sooner?
Well, maybe they all knew.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, why didn't the school board remove him or something? That's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe they didn't know. I don't know.
People are kind of on the inside.
Okay, let's take a listen to a little bit of this.
Okay.
Valedictorian speech here.
Okay.
Now let's see if we can get it up here.
Counselor, thanks for teaching me to fend for myself. You were always unavailable to my parents and I, despite appointments. To the staff in the main office, thank you for teaching me how to be resourceful. Your negligence to inform me of several scholarships until the day before they were due potentially caused me to miss out on thousands of dollars. To the teacher who was regularly intoxicated during class this year, thank you for using yourself as an example to teach students about the dangers of alcoholism.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Wow.
She hit the teacher. She
took
hit
several shots there. At
well, I mean, well, what, I guess that was the tenor of her speech, is thank you for teaching us.
Right, but I mean, why did, I don't even know how I can word
so this. So you felt that was inappropriate?
Well, no, I guess, I just think that time was.
Well, it sounds to me like the tenor of her speech was, you know, thank you for teaching us to do what you don't do.
But she's pointing out their
faults.
Well,
wouldn't you be angry to the office staff that
I would,
didn't inform
you of
anything?
I don't know that I would necessarily say it there. That's what I'm saying.
Aren't all famous speeches a little?
I guess. But man, that's some pretty hard shots she took there.
I think it was a boy.
Yeah, that was some pretty harsh.
Good for him.
Harsh shots at.
Hey, if you don't use any profanity and it's true.
Mm-hmm. But once again, I mean, why did they not help him with these? I mean,
there you go. That's
there's
strong.
Some underlying, you know, why was he not told of these scholarships?
Why were they intoxicated?
You know, I mean, yeah. Why wasn't that teacher removed earlier? You know, I mean,
well, here's the thing you have to think about in that particular speech. You're the valedictorian, which means you've got the best grades in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, you did this in spite of all that.
Sure.
So I think you have the best perspective to give a speech like that.
Right, but I just don't know that you, why, I mean, I understand it. I understand that they said they had to fend for their, whatever, but I just, why would you bring it up there?
Well, where else are you going to go?
Like I say, wouldn't it just be something maybe that you would talk about at an after party or something, or after your graduate? I just don't know that graduation is the best time to.
Well, you heard that crowd. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They'll never forget it.
Right. I mean, I'm sure. And I don't understand, you know, but from the school board standpoint, could they hold her diploma now, you know, maybe, and not send her?
I don't think that would be wise. They've done enough damage
but
as
what
it
I'm
is.
Saying is, you know, maybe to hear, until they tell their side of the story, you know, I don't know, or something. I mean,
well,
I don't know. I mean,
to me, if you've earned the right to be valedictorian, as long as you're not, you know, saying anything vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like I say, I mean, and she did. I just don't think that was the appropriate time or place to, to say that. I mean, I guess I kind of look at it too as like an obituary. I don't know if you go to a funeral that's to say I hated the guy or I hated the girl.
Well, see, I'm more for that because I think it's phony when people go to funerals and say, "Oh, they were just wonderful," yeah. when you know they weren't.
Right, but to me, it seems disrespectful to even if you think that it seems disrespectful to the family.
Well, what are you supposed to do if you're the valedictorian? Get up there and lie?
No, you get up and you know, I mean, you're proud of your accomplishments. I mean, you don't have to say in spite of somebody. I mean,
yeah, but it doesn't sound like there was just one bad occasion in
right,
that school.
Right, no, it sounds like there were several. Sure, but I just don't know for me if that would be the right place or time to.
Well, but you know what it might have been? It might have been, I'm going to throw myself on this bus to shame these people into straightening up.
That could be, and maybe that's the only way they'll get the message is that, or
they got the message now because it got picked up by national media.
Or take a baseball bat or something. I don't know.
I mean, really, do you think that this one high school student could have got the teacher off the booze? Do you think they could have got the office staff to do things better? Do you think they could have done any of that? I don't think they could have.
No, but what I'm saying is, why did it get to that point? I mean, shouldn't the state... or something. I mean, how did it get that bad? If it's as bad as she's this student says.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people have neglectful lives.
Why do they have a bad office staff? Why is this guy drunk? I mean, somebody there dropped the. But did the school board not?
Well, they'll find out. I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, but what I'm saying is this should have been brought to light by.
Well, it was
earlier before.
Well, I think it's. You know, it sounds like it happened recently.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it was multiple occasions, because she said it was multiple occasions that the teacher was intoxicated, so wouldn't, I'm sure somebody would have had to.
You know what's funny about that, though, when the guy said that, they all went, ooh, they all knew.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like it was a secret.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. Why didn't somebody there...
Because, again, okay, first of all, if the valedictorian knows, and every student in that school, the guy didn't say the guy's name, just went, ooh, if they all know, and he knows, why doesn't the staff know? You think the staff really doesn't know?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, why didn't someone go above the staff?
Do you think that staff doesn't know?
You know?
Do you think they don't know that teacher's
intoxicated?
Well,
of course they know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, there could have been, you know, there should have been some kind of consequences. I mean, if
well, there will be now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It should have never came to that point.
Oh, I don't know. I think sometimes you just have to let it roll.
I guess. I don't know.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay. The turn of the century, did they make the donut hole to stretch it so more ingredients?
Where
they didn't use as many ingredients. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why they made the hole in the center.
No, that it has to do with a social idea, really.
That's what I thought you said, a social idea.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Did they take the little donut holes and use those? You're talking about like high-class people?
No, it's more about like society in general.
Oh, I thought maybe they something about the little donut hole, they would do something with that. Your questions are just too hard. I can't get them. Okay, I got another one for the ice cream while I'm on here. I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
Did they put vinegar in it?
Not vinegar, but that's a good guess.
Well, I guess arsenic in about everything, so I don't know what else is left.
Yeah, there is it's a special ingredient that was put in ice cream, mass-produced ice cream, that you would not think would be in mass-produced ice cream. It's kind of interesting.
Now it's like a spice, or like I said, the cornstarch, I thought make it fluffy-like or something. Is it kind of like that ingredient, or is it something way out?
It's more probably...
Way out.
Yeah, it's something you really would not expect to be in ice cream.
But you would have it in your house, in your spices and different stuff like that.
Not necessarily.
See, that's good. You just have too hard a question. I can't get these.
Yeah, it's more of a far-out idea.
But it's in only mass-produced ice cream.
Yeah, I don't think it's... Yeah, so I've never seen it on the ingredient list for regular ice cream.
But would it be on the ingredients for the ice cream? Like if I go get a carton, would it be on there, or they just don't list it? It's hidden.
You know, I would think that it would be on there, because I think they do have to list everything that's in there. I guess it probably just would not be something you would expect to be in there if you looked at it.
Okay, I'll go see if I got ice cream. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Bye-bye. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And the mic is about in the floor.
It about bit the dust there.
I tell you, we're having all kinds of technical difficulties today between the microphones and the phones, phone. I don't know who would have messed with the phones.
I don't know.
Why would somebody mess with the phones?
It's a mystery.
I don't know. Sabotages other shows.
Exactly, yeah. Oh. The gremlins.
It must be. I don't know who does that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You, and if you do mess with the phone dials, put them back the way
exactly.
they were before you messed
before
with
you
them.
Messed with them.
Oh, my God. Taco Bell tried to open up restaurants in Mexico with what name? What was the name they used in Mexico? The first group to eat fast food. Many mass-produced ice creams have something in them. What is it? That's a popular question. George Harrison from the Beatles joined what group on stage to perform after he left the Beatles? Big popular group. What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Legendary world leader. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Does anybody know what person that is? What does the size of the donut hole represent in society? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will get you up on the air. Or also, if you have anything to say about this whole valedictorian thing, it's kind of an interesting story when you think about it. What do you think, Terry? You don't like that the valedictorian, though, got up and did this. We got Zumbi Zee Bay tickets and, by the way, Wilds tickets.
I guess I'm saying I like them. That's okay, that you know, the message, but I just don't know if that was the appropriate time or place to relay the message, I guess.
At graduation?
Right, right.
So where would have been a good time?
Well, like I say, a good time would have been maybe an all school assembly or something. I mean, or not even an assembly. I mean, but just maybe.
Well, it's kind of hard to get in trouble after graduation,
right? But that's. I mean, I just think that you're there. You've accomplished what you set out to do. It's your time. I mean, I just don't think it was an appropriate time or place. It sounds like the school obviously had a lot of problems. I mean, you know, according to what the person said. But what my thing is how did it get to that point?
Well, obviously there were a lot of bad things going on in that school. Go ahead, caller.
The ice cream ingredient, would it be gum?
Not gum, but that's a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not gum.
Getting a lot of interesting
answers. A lot of interesting answers on that one. What is the ingredient in ice cream, mass-produced ice cream, that you would not expect to be in there? 740-383-9944. Give us a call, 740-383-9944.
Yeah.
And also, as we try to work out our phone problem, did it sound a little better there?
It sounded a little bit better there, yeah.
I think somebody tried to turn up the headphone volume, and it caused the telephone to over-modulate.
Ah.
So they tried to mess with the telephone thing, and that's not a good thing to do.
Okay.
Because the telephone has to have a special setting because of the way people call in.
I see.
But you deal with it. try to fix the problem.
Welcome to radio.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. What's that ingredient in ice cream?
Yeah. I mean, There's questions out there. I'll be curious to find out what this one is about, the Taco Bell one. That's
been out there a long time. What is the name that Taco Bell used in Mexico when they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico that didn't work?
Wasn't there another part? You said something about because the people don't think that they're...
Well, yeah, it's first of all, it's two two words. They're both
American words.
They're American words. And it has to do with the fact that most Mexican citizens do not think that Taco Bell is American food.
That's,
so that's
I knew there was like a
that's what it all comes back to.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'll be curious to that one, and then I'll be curious to the ingredient in ice cream. Like I said, my buddy just bought a dairy bar, and he told me that there was a stuff he had, but I can't remember what he called it.
Now, this is in mass-produced ice cream, so it's kind of interesting.
I mean, it might
regard.
Be different. I don't know if it's the same thing or not, but he said that something about if he buys whatever this stuff was called, he'd be buying a bag. I guess if he buys this bag, he can get, I think he said, did he say 1,000 cones maybe?
It's possible.
You add it to your machine?
This is an item, like I say, you would not have on a spice rack. You
right.
would not have it at home.
Yeah, well, yeah, he said this one, like $40 or $50 a bag, whatever it was.
I'm surprised nobody's got the name of the person who, in the Bible, mentions a donut.
Oh, yeah, I figured that would be a...
Because I certainly would give the chapter and verse of the Bible that it's in if you'd like to go and read it, if
be
we get the person in the Bible
that.
Who mentions it.
Yeah, be interesting to hear that.
Zumbezi Bay tickets to the Wilds. Again, don't forget the Adam the Computer Guy show around the corner here at 2 o'clock, 2:10.
Yeah.
Voice of the People with Linda Sims at 4:10, and Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker at 5:10. Now, where do you think Adam Lepp would fall on this valedictorian idea?
I think that he might say that maybe it wasn't an appropriate time to... I think he might say that the problems have to be addressed, but...
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the smart one, the mathematician, I'm going to guess Einstein?
Yeah,
as close as I can get, yeah.
Well, That's not too bad, but I don't know that Einstein was maybe considered to be a world leader. I think that's more...
a leader.
Yeah, a world leader. Somebody who was a world leader.
Well, they seem like everybody wanted him. You mean like a world leader.
Yeah, this is somebody who would have been in charge of a country.
I have a question. Where can you get answers to your questions?
What's that?
Where can you get answers to your questions? I don't think I'm close to these. Now for the ice cream, I'm going to do a quick guess.
Go ahead.
It's a weird one. I'm going to say alcohol. Not like you drink, but a lot of things will have like alcohol in the ingredient or in food or something.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
not alcohol in the ice cream, but that's a good guess.
They don't put Vaseline in it, do they? If it's not in the kitchen, oh, now I got a giggle. They don't put fertilizer or something like this. It's really weird.
not Vaseline, though.
Well, if it's not in, like, your spices, I don't know how you're going to...
It's something, like I say, you would not expect to be in there. I was shocked that it was in there. That's what made it interesting to me.
Any of these I would not expect to be even in your kitchen, your spices. So if it's not going to be like maybe in your house of spices, it must be really far out there. I just can't. Okay, I'll just keep thinking. Say you want a world leader that's a great mathematician.
World leader that's a great mathematician. Child prodigy.
Okay.
All right. Thank
That'll
you.
Be a good one too.
Bye.
Bye bye.
As we try to figure out this phone. Which is driving me nuts.
Say, a couple weeks ago, didn't we have the same...
I don't know who messes with the phone.
Same problem a couple weeks ago?
740-383-9944. Give us a call. 740-383-9944. And we'll get you up on the air. Now, you say Adam probably would agree with this?
I'm guessing he would probably say that the problems need to be addressed, but that might not be the right time or place to address them, is what I'm going to say.
Well, maybe.
I mean,
what about the Wheeze, who was called in?
Yeah.
He would say, go for it.
Yeah, no holds barred with him, man. I mean.
Well, first of all, fat chance of the Wheeze being a valedictorian. But do you think he would get up and give a speech like that?
No doubt.
You think he would push that envelope?
Of course.
Now, but you would be against it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think that that'd be the appropriate time or place to do it. But with him, throw all the rules out the window. I mean,
well, we got to have some rules. We got to have some semblance.
But I mean, morals or anything like that goes. I mean,
well,
because the Wheeze lives by his own set of
the Wheeze rules. 740-383-9944. What world leader was a child prodigy in math? What was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico? What is that item in ice cream that you would not expect to be there? Mass-produced ice cream. Who was the first group to eat fast food? George Harrison of the Beatles got up and performed on stage with what group after the Beatles broke up? A famous group. What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K-K-U-K and T-U-K. Okay. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics, somebody who led the world?
Mm-hmm.
What chapter or what person in the Bible mentions a donut? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? And what is the size of the donut hole supposed to represent? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Give us a call.
Yeah. Those are some interesting questions. I mean, some I can't wait to hear the answers to.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the mathematician, is it Tesla?
Not Tesla.
Okay.
This would have been a world leader, somebody who led in some part of the world.
Like a president or something.
It was like a long time ago, right? And he's gone.
Yeah, this person's long gone at this particular point.
There's somebody and I can't think. I'm trying to think if there's one that was talked about a lot, but I can't come up with him. Okay.
Okay. You're getting there, though.
Bye-bye.
Keep trying, yeah.
I think the phone's getting better.
Yeah?
I think they're toward the end. I figured out. I think somebody had the high frequency turned up.
Ah, okay.
Now, why you would do that, I have no idea.
I don't even know where that button's
at. Well, people start fooling. They get the Jimmy fingers over here. I don't know what they do.
They're fascinated by that board, you know.
I'm about to put a lock and key on this thing so people can't touch it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, sounds like something, I know he didn't do it, but that sounds like something Sean gets those happy fingers back.
I don't think he's been in here, though.
I was
going
to say, yeah,
yesterday it was Linda, and I don't think Linda did it. And, Louise was in here Saturday, and he brings in all this special equipment.
Yeah,
So I don't know, he might have been messing with it.
Yeah, does he have to have that high frequency for to run his equipment?
Would he admit to it?
Yeah.
That's the question. 740-383-9944, 47 minutes past the hour. It's caused me a lot of pain, blues, and agony today. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Maybe he did it because he knew it was going to cause you that.
So well, it wouldn't surprise me.
Because I told you with him, throw everything out the window.
But
man,
you and he and the whole group are going down to Boys to Men.
I don't know that I'm going.
Well, you told me you were going.
I don't know for sure.
Now, why would you try to guilt me into going if you're not going to
go?
I'm not going. Oh, no chance.
You should
chance.
Go and have a good time.
Oh, God, no. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, is the answer for the question about ice cream, is it plastics?
It's not plastics, but that's an interesting guess, I'll say that.
Very good guess. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for calling in.
Plastics.
740-383-9944. Give me a call. Not plastics, but an interesting guess to be sure. Yeah. 740-383-9944. What is that ingredient in mass-produced ice cream that you would not expect to be there?
You know, I bet who would know this answer, and I just seen him. I just seen a picture of him yesterday. Looked like he was enjoying a nice ice cream.
Who's that?
Nate.
Nate. Maybe Nate would know. Now, Nate's show will be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
4:10 to 5 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio every Wednesday, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Offbeat News with Nate Redman. And what's going on that show? The Sizzling Summer
drawing, in essence, what it is if you call in to answer a trivia question, whether right or wrong, he puts you in a drawing, and then the 26th next week, we're going to draw for two tickets to Kings Island and a gas card. And,
sounds good to me.
So
sounds like a lot of fun.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the mathematician, is it Da Vinci?
Not Da Vinci. It would be a world leader.
He was an artist, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was an artist, but this would actually be
that's
a world
what I
leader.
Too.
What's that?
I said that's what I thought too.
Yeah, this would be a world leader, somebody who led in the world.
But he now is he dead like 100 years or 150.
Yeah, he's way back in the old times.
I know there's somebody, and I can't think of. I thought of Aristotle, but I know it's not that. Okay, I'll just keep thinking.
Keep thinking.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'll tell you, our phones are all...
You're making it worse.
Well, I don't know. See, because there's some kind of feedback going on here that should not be going on, and I have no idea what's causing it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if that's turned up too high. Oh, it's hard to tell.
Maybe if another caller... if we get
somebody on the line, we'll be able to fix this phone issue. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383.
Even if you don't know the answer to the question, just call so we can call fix this phone.
And
so
keep talking.
Because he's driving me nuts here.
Well, we don't keep anybody on the line long enough to be able to fix it.
Thank God.
We just need somebody to talk and talk and talk and talk. Go ahead, caller. Whoa, that ain't going to work. All right, let's try this. Oh, man, we're in all kinds of trouble now. All right, go ahead, caller.
In the ice cream, is it sawdust?
Not sawdust, but that's a pretty good guess, too, I would say.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Now, why didn't you keep him on there?
What was this to say? You talk to him.
Talk to him about the weather or something.
We just need somebody to call in and keep talking.
Yeah.
That way we can get this phone to
Where's Adam right when you need him?
I mean, that's right. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, is the answer for the donut jeans?
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 No, say that again.
Is the answer for the person who mentions donut in the Bible James?
Oh, James. No, not James, but that's a pretty good guess, too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sounds like the phone's getting better.
Yeah. I didn't hear that high-pitched squeal.
Maybe we'll get there before the hour is up today.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if this is his gym time now. If not, maybe Adam could call in. He's going to do a show. So,
give a promo for his show coming up next.
Yeah, right. Coming up next, yeah.
740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you here. WWGH Radio. Who in the Bible mentions a donut?
What show is it? Is this the computer guy show or is this the Feynman?
The computer guy show.
Okay, this is the computer guy show. So no Dr. Feynman on this show then?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, unless he has him on as a special guest or something and...
Which could happen.
Could happen, yeah.
Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. What's in that ice cream, that mass-produced ice cream, that special
that
item?
Special ingredient.
That nobody knows about.
Consumed so much of, probably.
Probably, easily. Yeah. This phone thing is just driving me insane.
And I'll say, somebody just please call. Even if
you're
going
to have to call
answer,
in pretty soon.
Please call and just talk for 5 or 10 minutes, just so we can fix this phone.
I don't know how it. Don't you want to find the person who did this?
I'd like to. I don't know what you're even talking
find,
about.
Find
so.
The call. Well, don't you hear it?
Yes, but I don't know what all that technical stuff is.
Go ahead, caller.
Now this has got to be it for ice cream. Sand.
Not sand.
Well, you know they put sand in vitamins, so I figured they probably put it in this.
No. Now talk to Terry for a little bit here because he wants me to fix this phone problem.
Oh, please fix this phone.
Scott?
Yes.
Last Thursday, when I tried to call in, I don't know if it was after 12, your phone would ring and ring, and it would go to a voice message, and then a long time somebody would call in, and I thought, well, then, and I tried to call, and I didn't call 50 times, but I called a lot, and your phones weren't working right last Thursday.
Well, how do we sound right now?
You sound good, but a message would come on, and then, the guy would take a message, but you were sitting right there, and you could have taken a call, so I didn't know what
who. So who was here Thursday?
Scott was on the air.
I was here Thursday, yeah.
Who else on
And
Thursday?
I don't know which time it was. But and then what else? It did something else, too. And then about... 5 times when I called, it would ring like twice, and then I'd get my phone screen. It would knock me completely out. So something must be wrong with your phone.
Well, I know somebody's obviously been messing with the phones here because there's something that sounds a little strange, but I don't know what in the world was done to cause that problem. Maybe that button was up a little high.
Well, you know who it is, don't you?
Who is it?
It's a weasel. He just started, so it has to be him.
Oh, the weasel was messing with these, you think?
Well, you never had this problem too much before, so it has to be him.
The weasel might be the one to blame, you think, Terry?
Could be.
But you sound good, but yeah, and then the week before I told you, like, the something real light, you know, I heard it was on a Thursday, too, I believe. So, but Thursday, yeah, I called out how many times, and then once it would ring, and somebody, like, would get through, and then I just kept trying to call, and it wasn't busy, but it'd go to that a man's voice and come on to take a message, and stuff, so.
Well, that's interesting.
So I thought if you were sitting right here, you would hear it and stuff, and I thought, well, something's not right, but you sound good. I mean,
so, as long as we sound good today and everything seems to be working well today, which it seems to be at this particular point, I think everything is working out okay right now. But, you know, this is such a sensitive dial that it, you know, anything can set it off in a funny way.
Well, I couldn't figure out why you didn't get hardly any calls. So I don't know if you were on from 12 to 1 or 1 to 2 or something, and you didn't get hardly any calls, and I thought, I'm just trying to call, and, you know, and they're not going through. But you did get, I think, just a very few. It wasn't all, maybe more than three or something, so, and stuff. But,
Well, no, I certainly thank you for calling, because I tell you, to try to figure out what this problem is has been a big job today, because I have no idea who was messing around with these knobs over the weekend.
Well... I already told you.
By process of elimination.
It could be.
Well, who's on Saturday now?
Well, I would not deny it. I'll put it that way, but I don't know for sure. So I don't want to make that assertion just yet.
Right.
The last two Thursdays, I noticed there was a thing with your phone each time. So,
and Thursday,
other than that, I haven't noticed.
There's only a couple of people on Thursdays.
The other person, let's see, when I heard that, I had called you about that. I don't know if you checked that out or not. And I believe, I don't know if you were on then too, Scott, or not. It was around 12, maybe 1 o'clock on Thursday. It might have been 12 to 1.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, because I had a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday I happened to fall asleep. And when I woke up, I heard this, you know, lightly on the phone, and I thought, so, yeah, so maybe it's not the weasel then.
It might not be.
Whoever's in there before you on Thursday, because I noticed the last two Thursdays there was like a problem, so.
All right, well, hey, I thank you for calling.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've totally got it fixed yet or not, but we're working hard to try to fix this problem.
Correct these technical difficulties.
Oh, my God. I don't know how it happened. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you right now. Do you know the answers?
Yeah.
What is that funny ingredient in ice cream? Anybody know?
Seems to be the one that's got everybody intrigued right now.
That you would not expect would be in there.
Yeah.
Or... who in the Bible talks about donuts?
Right.
740-383-9944. Give us a call and we'll put you up on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we'll do. Mm-hmm. We want you to be up on the air so we can talk to you for a minute so we can continue to work out these problems.
Then the programming continues after us.
After us, the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 to 3 p.m. And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5:10 to 6 p.m. tonight. So everything continues on.
Just keeps right on rolling.
Oh, you see, that was turned down again, too. I'm telling you, somebody's messing with things in here. That's what's going on. These were turned down last week, and somebody turned them down again.
Ah.
Something ain't right.
So the volumes that control
the whole board
was
down a little bit.
Was down, okay. Yeah.
And I noticed that had been done before. See, when it does that, it changes everything a little bit.
Right.
Now, see?
So those always have to remain up no matter what, right? I mean...
yeah, I don't know why somebody would have those turned down.
Yeah, that's what I said. I have no idea how any of that...
Well, before we go off the... why don't you go and call here,
okay,
and we'll see if we can work this out.
All right.
This is going to be real live radio subversiveness for you folks out there, because we're going to figure out what this problem is that has been going on the last few moments here. We're going to see if we got it. Well, maybe that helped to put that thing up. Who knows? You know, sometimes when people get the sticky fingers on the board, you just never know. But we're going to see if we can figure out here what was done and what can be done. And, oh, there's a call. I wonder who it is. Let's take a listen. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, I hear. Now, pull that door shut.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
All right. Well, I think we're already getting better here. What do you think?
It sounds much better.
Does it sound good coming over the airwave in there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds real good. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're sounding better and better here. Now, keep talking. Now, tell a story about Lulu coming in.
Well, on June 28th here, we're going to have the star of one of the stars of the hit TV show Hee Haw will be coming to WWGH. From 5 to 9 p.m. that night, she's going to be doing a book signing at Perkins. We're going to have her in the studio before that, though, doing some things. She's going to do an interview with you from 10 to 11, I believe, and then from 11 to 12, she's going to be on The Exchange. Then there's a little radio variety show that we're going to have her do, and just some different things. And Saturday morning, she's going to be on with Louise before she goes, so it's going to be a fun-filled weekend with Lulu. So
absolutely, and a visit from Perkins?
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, I think we've got it fixed, so we're going to go with where it is right now. I hope that this is... Okay, say a few words to the audience.
Okay, well, thanks, everyone, today for your participation and answering these questions, and always love to hear a lot of calls, you know, to see a lot of calls and continue up, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. And then for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
A dream that couldn't be sweeter. I've seen you both go up to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter. I waited and waited and waited around, and oh, yeah, I got so lonely. I didn't think you was coming back. So I got up, I did.
To legendary stand-up comic Marty Allen.
You know, Marty, one day we'll flip. You can host the show.
Oh, okay.
I think